Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Well, I'm going to introduce Dr. Gray. He is the director, as you said, of CARA at Georgetown University, and he specializes in survey research and trend analysis as methods to study mass media, religion, politics. He also teaches at Georgetown. Professor Gray, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So thanks for the piece in America. Good work, as always. So, first off, who is the average American Catholic?
It was a difficult question. It was quite a challenge. One of the defining issues, I think, right now in the Catholic population here in the United States is its diversity. In fact, it's perhaps the most diverse religion currently that we've ever had in the United States. We are able to pull out an average profile, though, and as I describe in the article here, it's someone in their 40s, non-Hispanic, white, married to a Catholic spouse, from the post-Vatican II generation, born 1961 to 1981. And they attend Mass more often monthly than they do weekly. There's a little bit of a looser attachment to a parish than their parents probably had or their grandparents had. But beyond that kind of typical average profile, there's, like I said, a lot of diversity, not only in the people, but in the parishes and the communities that Catholics are worshiping their faith in.
Right. And it's also true, isn't it, that the average American Catholic is first of all, a female, and secondly, lives in the western part of the United States. That was a piece that surprised me.
Yeah, there's been a big shift. Part of it is internal migration, and then part of it is immigration. So the kind of the population center of the Catholic Church in the U.S. has gone from the Northeast and the Midwest to the south and the west. You've seen a shift to where that's now where the majority is in the south and the west. And the west certainly has a historical Catholic population, but in the south and kind of the traditional Bible Belt, these are newer Catholic communities.
Well, it's interesting. You point out in your article, and I think this speaks to the fact that there's almost two American Catholic churches, and those in the west coast, the western part of the country, might not be surprised by these numbers, but those of us in perhaps traditionally, you know, the northeastern cities that were traditionally Catholic, who are seeing churches close, may be surprised by some of this.
Yeah, it's a historical anomaly in the sense of the first Catholics who came here, immigrants mostly, settled in urban areas and developed parishes that usually fit their country of origin and their language and their culture, which meant that we built a lot of churches often that were very close to each other. And you've seen Catholics shift to the suburbs, and then, like I said, to the south and to the west. So the people aren't necessarily where the buildings are anymore. People move and parishes don't. So the phenomenon of parish closings in the Northeast and the Midwest is really about a realignment in the church. And one of the things that we don't see is parish openings to the degree that they need to be opened in the south and the west. We're kind of institutionally underbuilt there.
And one of the things that I actually saw this in three dimensions recently on a trip to Houston, Texas. You know, one of the things we're trying to do at America is to reach parts of the Catholic population that we have traditionally not served. And because, you know, America is 105 years old, and our readers tend to be in the places where the church was around the time of the mid to late 20th century. Principally in the East, Chicago, and somewhat in the West. So I was down in Houston, Texas, and they can't build churches fast enough down there, and they certainly can't build parking lots big enough to accommodate all of the people who want to attend those parishes. And, you know, when we started talking about it, you kind of would expect that, right, because it's relatively close to the rest of Latin America, and, you know, there would be an influx of Catholic immigrants. But it's also, as you say, a part of this larger migration of people from the East and the Northeast to the South and the Southwest. And so we're encountering now in Houston, I did on this recent trip, the sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters of America's historic readership.
Yeah, it's a fascinating shift. The auto plants that used to be in the Midwest are now in the South, and you've just got a shift of jobs, and the people followed the jobs. When we did a survey last year of pastors around the country, we asked them what the biggest challenge their parish faced, and often in the Northeast and the Midwest, it was losing parishioners. Collections are down, mass attendance is down. But then when we looked in the South and the West, you heard exactly what you just brought up. For some pastors, their biggest problem is I don't have enough parking spaces.
Right.
Remarkable. That's not in the mind of a lot of Northeastern and Midwestern Catholics.
There's some more interesting numbers that I want to cite from your article that I think help paint the picture a little more. One is 45% of Catholics go to church once a month and on major holidays. And then you have 4% who are considered core Catholics. These folks attend Mass weekly and make other church activities happen. You note that if they're reading this article, they're probably within this 4% in America. Where does that leave the remaining 51% of self-identified Catholics?
Well, that's what we refer to here as the periphery, kind of the core and the periphery. And these are the Catholics that have a weaker attachment to their parish. So it includes what some people refer to as kind of a Christmas and Easter Catholic. It's probably more accurate to say Christmas, Easter, Ash Wednesday. So they may be in church, three times a year. And then about another half of that are people who rarely or never attend church but still self-identify as Catholic. And I think the remarkable thing that we found in CARIS surveys over the year is these are people who still do Catholic things. They just don't do them within a parish context. So they'll still give things up for Lent. They'll eat, fish on Fridays during Lent. They will have Catholic things in their home. They still pray. That's one remarkable thing across the board. If you self-identify as Catholic, there's very little difference in the frequency that you have kind of your personal conversation with God in terms of prayer. So there, a lot of people look at that population out in the periphery and say, well, they're not really Catholic, but of course they were baptized Catholic, they self-identify as Catholic, and they do a lot of Catholic things, and the challenge for the church is to bring those people back into the parish.
Now, Father Malone and I were just talking about the effect of Pope Francis's pontificate. Are these the people we're hearing from now who are saying they're thinking about, I know this is anecdotal, but coming back to the church? These are people who have some Catholic practices and habits, as you say, but maybe have not been in a church in a while.
It is. So there's two components of people who come back. There's one that out of this group who just start going to church and trying to kind of reacquaint themselves with parish life. And then there's also those that have left the faith, that stopped calling themselves Catholic, but then come back, self-identify as Catholic, and start attending church again. So we know about 1 in 10 people in the pews, because we do surveys in the pews, are people that have left the church for a time and then have come back. We call them the reverts.
Right, right. And they're a big part of that 51% of people who self-identify as Catholics, right?
They're scattered across every part, the core and the periphery. So some reverts come back and have a very active life in the parish, and some just come back and self-identify as Catholic and after not doing so for a time being. So they really are, you find about 10% in the pews, 10% out in the what we would call the periphery.
Well, you're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we invite you to join the conversation. We're talking about the demographics of the Catholic Church. Are you an average American Catholic? Are you one of these folks that self-identifies as a Catholic? And if so, what are your concerns? You can reach us at 888-322-8465. That's 888-3-CATHOLIC. We'll be back after this short break on America This Week.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.